Hip-hop has long moved off the streets and into fashion, business, academia, even the church. EVT Educational Productions is releasing a documentary series called Every Voice and Sing. Producer E.V. Tate Jr. reports on a new way to deliver the word.
But I know a God that's better than all of them put together. If you know who I'm talking about, I'm talking about...
It's the regular Thursday evening service at the Greater Hood Memorial AME Zion Church on West 146th Street in Harlem, New York. The almost 200 congregants move strongly to the music as rap artist and hip-hop pioneer Curtis Blow and the Reverend Stephen Pogue once again reach out to a new generation using their unique three-year-old hip-hop church service. We recently covered a hip-hop service and spoke with both Reverend Pogue and Curtis Blow.
The hip-hop church is a format for any church designed to reel in or be fishers of men, young men and women.
Reverend Stephen Pogue.
Hip-hop is a culture, and we needed to reach people in that culture with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's what we're really trying to do, is to reach a people in a culture that the church has really just overlooked. It gives young people an opportunity to take ownership of a worship experience.
In a royal priesthood, I'm a king. Give the kid a nice land, bigger state. I'm a being all white in my transfigured state.
Among the young people in the hip-hop choir attracted by this musical style and approach is the group that calls itself HM Dub for short.
My name is Donovan Bratton, a.k.a. Don.
My name is Michael Sims, a.k.a. M.I.C.
HM Dub stands for Hell's Most Wanted, and the reason that we chose the name Hell's Most Wanted because we're most wanted by hell for giving the Lord too much praise.
It's just a group that we just praise God in through hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, letting the kids know that it is something, it is an alternative to, you know, people stripping, taking off their clothes, nudity in the videos and all that.
For those who still worry about the negative images commonly associated with hip-hop, Reverend Pogue had these words.
In the beginning, God created music. The enemy has stole the music and done some corrupt things to the music, and we're just taking it back and giving God glory with it.
Curtis Blow's take on it is just as strong.
As far as I'm concerned, I always knew that there was a spirituality in hip-hop. And thank God that I really, really can bring it home and deliver that message to the youth today.
And is it working? Just ask Reverend Pogue.
You can take a traditional hymn, Love Lifted Me, and put some hip-hop to it, and some people in the congregation don't even know that that's a hymn out of the hymn book. But it's something that grabs their attention, that's catchy, that, you know, if you look around the hip-hop church, ain't too many people sleep in church.
Curtis Blow summed it up in true hip-hop style.
If Jesus was around today, he probably would be a rapper. Could you see Jesus battling Eminem? And Eminem needs help. He needs Jay-Z and 50 Cent. He'll just line them all up, and Jesus is going to start speaking in tongues, and it's a rap. It's all over.
Let's go! Come on! I rep Jesus! I rep Christ! Come on!
For NPR News, I am E.V. Tate Jr. in New York City.
E.V. Tate Jr. heads EVT Educational Productions. The 13-part series Every Voice and Sing covers black choral music. It begins airing on public radio stations nationally in late January.
When an opportunity to knock, they pack, they block, they sack, they rock, as a matter of fact, they be like...